the very moment that we have entered this place. Your presence has been here. We rejoice, Lord, that you have touched each one of us. This one thanks you how everything has just fallen right in place with the word, with the music, with the prophetic word, with interpretation, with your call to us, with our coming to your presence at the Lord's Supper table, which is the bread of your presence, and what you did on Calvary, and how even now, as you look upon us, you must shed that tear because of our willfulness, and how you do shed your tear over each one of us because of your love. And in Jesus' name, I ask that the Spirit of God move upon our hearts to feel more what you feel. And yes, even express it with tears as you did, and as you do right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you look at the screen? And while it is not theologically true that God is out there any more than he is right here, if you could project yourself out in space and you could see Jesus is there, and it's very difficult to see, but you can see right here, and you see the crystal tear, you have to look really hard. But there is a crystal tear, because as you know, in the atmosphere, it's very cold out there. So Jesus is looking at us, and there is this tear that comes down. And the song that goes with this is called Crystal Tears, or the poem that goes with it, Crystal Tears. And today, as we continue our study in the messages pre-Easter, as we're calling them during this Lenten time, we want to look at the tears. How many of you really cried last week, a tear? Anybody? A few? Do you know that in the Bible it says, David is saying, Lord God, put my tears in your bottle. You know they used to do that years ago? They would put tears in a bottle. I remember seeing a movie many years ago, I think I was in high school, where this king was weeping, and so this guy came up to him with this little vial and put it underneath his, and flipped the tear, and the tear went in the bottle, and they sealed it up, like crystallized it. And well, that's what it says in the Bible. In Psalm 56:8, it says, put my tears in a bottle. Are they not in your book of remembrance? So the idea is that every time we weep, whether it be visibly or in our heart house, the Bible says that God puts our tears in a bottle, and he is remembering every time we do weep. And so in our structure of the body of Jesus, we're now looking today at the tears of Jesus. And I don't know, let me just ask the question to you. Did Jesus cry on the cross? Do you think he cried on the cross? I mean, what do you think? Just lift your hand so I'll know. I don't think all of you have to raise your hand or not. But do you think he actually cried on the cross? Just lift your hand so I'll know one or two. Believe that? Yeah, sure. Most everybody, I think. There are many things that make us cry. And there are things that cause us to cry involuntarily, too. All of a sudden, something may happen to us in the next